Welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. I saw a funny meme yesterday. If there's anybody with the name Michael, please stand up. In the meme, a couple people stood up and they said, okay, the mic check is done. Okay. Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence among us today, all of you who are here in person, and those of you who are joining us online. We've got a few announcements this morning. Joe Davis is still selling raffle tickets for the scholarship gift card raffle. I think Jennifer is back there with the box. So you still have the opportunity after worship to buy raffle tickets, and the winner will be announced at the beginning of the Conrad family reunion this afternoon. I've also been told that we can all be honorary Conrads today, that even if you're not a Conrad, you are welcome to come and join the reunion and share in the meal. We are grateful to have Bruce Tippett here playing for us and leading us in worship this morning. Judy is on vacation, and we hope that she has a safe and restful time while she is at the beach. If you are interested in offering special music this summer during the offertory, there is a sign-up sheet in the narthex. Please consider that. We'd love to have you offer music for us. We have a special gift for Joe this morning. Joe, a little birdie told me that you might like some worship binders in all of the liturgical colors. So last fall, Joe was officially commissioned as a lay preacher for the North Carolina Synod, and actually he's been preaching for us and sharing his gifts with us a lot longer than that. But Joe is a son of this congregation, and in the last couple of years, he has felt a calling and a leading to become a lay preacher. And so we give thanks for your gifts. We give thanks for the ways that you share your gifts with us and with the whole church. And so we'd like to give you these liturgically colored worship binders so that as you go out into the church and lead other churches in worship and with your preaching, that you've got binders in just the right colors to lead with. And can we say a prayer for you and bless these binders? God, we give you thanks for our brother Joe and for all of the gifts that you have given him and for the ways that he uses his gifts here in our congregation and in congregations across the synod. He does all of this so generously with his time because he also works more than full time as an assistant principal. And so we pray that you would continue to inspire him with your Holy Spirit, that you would strengthen him and empower him as he offers his time and energy to proclaim your good news for all people and lead your people in worship. We pray that you would bless these binders, that as he leads worship with these, that he would proclaim your love and justice and peace for all the world. In Jesus' name, amen. You're welcome. We have a card from Carrie Fritz. Dear Holly Grove family, thank you for the prayer shawl, get well cards, and prayers. I'm doing well, but will soon start chemo and radiation treatment. So please keep me in your prayers. Your friend in Christ, Carrie Jean Fritz. Carrie, you will remain in our hearts and prayers, and we are delighted to have you with us in person. We have a few birthdays this week. Tim Hilton, Norris Feeney, Dottie Curry, William Curry, Ross Summer, and Matthew Parsons. And John, Michael, and Teresa Fritz, and Ted and Sherry Proctor have anniversaries. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Stand. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God whose steadfast love endures forever. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not followed your path, but have chosen our own way. Instead of putting others before ourselves, we long to take the best seats at the table. When met by those in need, we have too often passed by on the other side. Set us again on the path of life. Save us from ourselves, and free us to love our neighbors. Amen. Hear the good news. God does not deal with us according to our sins, but delights in granting pardon and mercy. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of heaven and earth, before the foundation of the universe and the beginning of time, you are the triune God, author of creation, eternal word of salvation, life-giving spirit of wisdom. Guide us to all truth by your spirit, that we may proclaim all that Christ has revealed and rejoice in the glory he shares with us. Glory and praise to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from the first chapter of Genesis. In the beginning, when God began to create the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the depths, while the Spirit of God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness." So God created humankind in the image of God. In the image of God, in the image of God they were created. Male and female, God created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over everything that moves upon the earth." Word of God, word of life. Our psalm for today is Psalm 8, and we will speak it responsibly. O Lord our God, you whose glory is chanted above the heavens out of the mouths of infants and children,
you
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, what are mere mortals that you should be mindful of them? Yet you have made them little less than divine. You have made them rule over the works of your hands. All flocks and cattle, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, the second reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 13. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be. Forward for a children's message, or you, since you're the only one, you want to stay there. He's a brave guy, because I'm not sure if I was the only kid that I'd always want to come up. Good morning.
I actually have a gift for you.
You have a gift for me?
Gotten paint.
You don't have to. That way everybody can hear you.
And I wanted to paint you something. So it didn't turn out as I wanted it to be, but it's decent. And you can kind of see, it wasn't intentional, but my mother pointed it out to me. You can kind of see an A in this.
Oh my gosh. I think this is absolutely beautiful, and I'm so touched that you did this. Can I turn it around and show everybody?
Maybe.
Look at this beautiful painting that Calvin made for me. So he said that on Easter Sunday, he wasn't here, but he watched the service online and he got some paints that day. So he painted this picture. I think it's absolutely beautiful. And I love the colorful stained glass windows in the church. That might be my very favorite part. Oops. Thank you very much, Calvin. I'm very moved, and thank you seems quite inadequate, but I'm very, very grateful. If this only took you 30 minutes, then we might need to commission you to do some more stuff for us. If you can do something like this in just 30 minutes. Well, I was going to have us do something a little different for our children's message, but I'm just so touched by this gift. And you know, every Sunday when you are here, whether it's just you or there are other children, you are willing to come up and you're willing to let people look at you and you're willing to speak up and speak out about the things that are on your minds and your heart. And I just want to say that you are a gift to me, and you are a gift to our church. And one of the gifts that you give us is that you remind us of God's love and of God's goodness. And I just want to say that I'm really, really thankful for you, and you're very special to me. And I think I can speak on behalf of the whole congregation that you're pretty special to all of us.
Thank you.
Well, let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. Thank you for the gift of Calvin. Whether it's in paintings or with his words, he reminds us of your goodness. Bless him, O God. Amen.
You did not have to say that last part.
I love you, buddy.
Love you too.
You can go back to your seat if you want. Typically, when I get art, it goes on my fridge, but I think this is so beautiful, I might have to frame it, and I want to hang it in my office. It's beautiful. Grace, mercy, and peace to you, from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, what a lovely way to mark 18 months with you. Yesterday was my 18-month anniversary, and I know it's a bit of a stretch to celebrate months instead of years, but it is a remarkable gift to me that we have lived 18 months of life together. We've shared a lot of life in 18 months, a lot of wonderful, joyous, happy times, and also a lot of pain and sorrow and heartbreak. We've had 18 months of the gift of worshiping together, of gathering at the font and the table. 18 months of loving God and serving our neighbors together. You are a gift to me, and it is my honor and my privilege to be your pastor. So I'd say maybe you've gotten to know me pretty well in these past 18 months. I think you all know that I don't like to be hot, but I prefer cold weather. I think a lot of you know that. Kim said this morning, we know that you love to talk to people. Absolutely, I do. I think you know that I love to wear black, and you may not know that I love to wear black even before I was a pastor, and it was part of my uniform. I think you know that I am a homebody, and I am happiest when I'm in comfy clothes with my hair pulled back, snuggled up with George and a good book on my couch. I think you've also learned that Sunday is my favorite day of the week, because it's the day that I get to see all of you and talk to all of you, and we get to worship together. But I was thinking this week, there's something you might not know about me. And that is, and you're going to see my nerdy side here, I love, 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 love Trinitarian theology, which is the study of the Trinity. It was one of my concentration studies for my first seminary degree, and anytime I think about it, or read about it, or get to talk about it, or get to write about it, I get really, really excited. My master's thesis was even on a Trinitarian theology. And today I get to preach about the Trinity. Is this a good day or what? I mean, yes, we've got the Conrad family reunion, and we're going to get to have a good meal. and the gift card raffle, we're going to figure out who won that. But I get to preach about the Trinity. This is a really, really good day. So for the last couple of weeks, right, if you remember, Ascension Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, and today, Holy Trinity, these are three of the six highest and holiest days in the church calendar, coupled with Christmas and Epiphany and Easter. But these three Sundays, these three days, sort of get forgotten about, and they're kind of big words, Ascension and Trinity, Trinitarian, so we just kind of don't know what to make of them. But last week for Pentecost, we heard about how in Genesis at Babel, the people weren't fulfilling God's command to fill the earth. And so God created different languages and different cultures as God sent people all throughout the world. God created diversity, and it's beautiful. But in our sin and brokenness, we don't always see diversity as a gift. We often desire the sameness. We want everybody to look like us or to talk like us, to eat like us. And also in our sin and brokenness, we think that in our differences, that our differences are better than the differences of other people, and that we often think we are better than others. But then comes along Jesus, who reveals to us the big, extravagant love of God, which does not consider anything that we can come up with as a good reason for God loving someone more than somebody else. And on Pentecost, God sends the Holy Spirit, who was poured out on all flesh. And in pouring out the Holy Spirit on all flesh, diversity wasn't undone, and God didn't create sameness in the coming of the Spirit, but instead gave all of the disciples the ability to speak in different languages so that all of those gathered in Jerusalem could hear the good news of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection in their own languages. And then we talked about last Sunday how another gift that the Spirit gives is not in bringing sameness, but is in bringing unity in diversity. So God created diversity, and God called it good, and God calls us to unity in diversity, not back to sameness, but to unity in diversity. This unity is only possible because of God's love for us. Not one bit of any difference makes anybody better than the other. But with God's love and the power of the Holy Spirit, we are free from the brokenness within us so that we can love others as God loves us, and so that we can work toward unity in diversity. In God's love, there is no distinction of why someone should be loved any more than anyone else. Anything that we can think of as to why someone should be loved more than anyone else is something that a human mind has created, and it does not exist in God's love. God doesn't love us more because our skin is lighter than other people's skin. God doesn't love us because our eye colors are different than other people's eye colors. God doesn't love us more because we speak English and other people don't. God doesn't love us more because we're from Lexington and others are from other places. That's not how God's love works. God's love is for all people, no matter what, no distinctions. And in the Spirit's coming on Pentecost, the Spirit is able to bring unity in diversity. And so that's where sort of part two of last week's sermon comes in, is this unity piece. Because it's really hard to unify with others. Even though we have God's love and God's grace, it's really hard. We can't do it without God's love and without the Holy Spirit. And on this Holy Trinity Sunday, we can be reminded that the Trinity is the most beautiful and perfect model for us of what unity in diversity can look like. So we believe that God is one in three and three in one. One God with three distinct persons. God the Father is distinct from Jesus the Son and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is one distinct from Jesus and God the Father. And Jesus is one person distinct from the Father and the Holy Spirit. They are all distinct from one another, and yet they are one. Over the centuries, people have tried to come up with different ways to think about the Trinity. One of my favorites is when St. Patrick was trying to show the Europeans what the Trinity could look like, and he showed them a three-leaf clover, one stem, but three cloves. Three with one. Now, no picture, or really are any words going to be adequate to help us describe the Trinity, but one of my favorite ways to think about the Trinity is love, because we believe that God is love. And remember, God's name is a verb, and so this love is an ever-acting verb. God is love. And so God the Father, God our Creator, is the one who loves. And Jesus, our Redeemer, is the one who is loved. And the Spirit, our Sustainer, is the love that the two of them share with one another. So all three are offering a different aspect of love. Like I've said, there's no picture and no language really adequate to help us understand the Trinity. But several centuries ago, some church fathers and mothers came up with a way of thinking about it, and that is dancing. So there are fancy Greek words to describe this, but at the heart of it, the Trinity is engaged in a really dynamic dance. It's a divine dance that's incredibly graceful and deeply intimate. And what's happening in this dance that has started at eternity and will continue on to eternity is that these three persons are one. And as they are engaged in this dynamic, intimate dance, each person is pouring out love into the other two, while the other two are simultaneously pouring love back into that person. So it's this dance, this intimacy of constantly pouring out love and having love poured back in, and love poured out and love poured back in. And this is what the relationship of the Trinity has looked like for all of time. And it's what the relationship of the Trinity will look like forever. A constant pouring out of love and receiving of love that's being poured out from the other two people. God's very essence is love, this unconditional love in relationship that's ever being given and ever being poured out. It's community, it's love. It's a shared love that is so expansive that words cannot contain it. And it's a love that can't be contained in and of itself, because each person of the Trinity has spent its entire eternal life pouring out this love. And this kind of love is the love that we are called to. And so, like I said, The Trinity is not easy to understand always, because the language is very mysterious, and it's big and expansive, and we can't pin it down, and we can't put it into black and white. But the very essence of God is love, and this pouring out, and this receiving of love. And that, brothers and sisters, is the image of God that we bear. So yes, we bear the image of God the Father, and we bear the image of God the Son, and we bear the image of God the Holy Spirit, but we also bear the image of the Trinity, and we bear the image of the relationship that the Trinity has with itself, and we bear the image of that love, of that constant dynamic giving, of pouring out of love and receiving of love. That's the image of God that we also bear too. So that as we are in relationship with one another and with the world, we mirror that image of receiving love and giving love, of being poured into and of pouring back out. And this, I believe, is God's desire and intent for humanity, that in bearing the image of the Trinity in the ways that the Trinity is in relationship with itself, that we would mirror in our lives and in our relationships the love of the Trinity, that we would mirror the ways that, yes, they are distinct, but that we would mirror the ways that the Trinity is one, and always has been one, and always will be one. I believe it's God's intent for humanity that we would join this dance of love that has always been going on in the Trinity, of love that cannot be contained, of a love so dynamic and deep and intimate that it has to be shared and poured out with one another. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. May it be so. Amen.
Living together in trust and hope, let us confess our faith with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. Of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
United in Christ and guided by the Spirit, we pray for the church, the creation, and all in need. One God, giver of life, you established peace through your Son and gave your church the hope of sharing in your glory. Enliven us by your Spirit to speak and act in love for the sake of the world. Lord, in your mercy. Creator of all, you rejoice in creation and have given humankind responsibility for the works of your hands. Instill in everyone your spirit of care for the earth, especially in areas threatened by injustice and devastation. Lord, in your mercy. Loving Redeemer, you delight in the human race. Move the hearts of world leaders to seek wisdom, speak truth, and care for all endangered by poverty, prejudice, or violence. Further the work of international collaboration and peacemaking. Lord, in your mercy. Abiding Comforter, you call out to all who live. Restore severed relationships and protect children who lack trustworthy caregivers. Grant hope to those who are experiencing fear, pain, or grief, especially Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, Mike, Latifa, Jana, Carrie, Joe, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Three, you are community and you create community. Build up ministries that support those who are isolated or lonely. Give endurance as we nurture vital relationships in our congregation and beyond. Lord, in your mercy. Holy God, we remember your saints for their strong faith and witness, even unto death. Console grieving families and strengthen us all in hope of the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy.
God of every time and place, in Jesus' name and filled with your Holy Spirit, we entrust these spoken prayers and those in our hearts into your holy keeping. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Let us pray. God of love, you call us beloved children and welcome us to your table. Receive our lives and the gifts we offer. Abide with us and send us in service to a suffering world. For the sake of your beloved child, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with
you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God. You reveal your glory as the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, equal in majesty, undivided in splendor, one Lord, one God, ever to be adored in your eternal glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. And merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who, on the cross, opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering therefore his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In Christ's presence, there is fullness of joy. Come to the banquet. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let us share our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Thank you. Go in peace. Love your neighbor.